Hello, hi, it's your girl, Mommy Dearest.
What's going on, guys? It's Auntie, aka Kai.
Yeah, she like, but we need to decide. But anyways, welcome to Thought Digest with Kaya and Umpo, where we
amplify conversations one thought at a time.
I feel like, yo guys, I feel like I haven't seen y'all in a long time.
Yeah, it does feel like quite a while.
I miss y'all, and it's like, it's been what, a week? And I miss you already.
Only been 7 days. I wish we could do this. I wish we could drop like twice a week. There's so much to talk about.
That is so true. Because I was seeing like you put like you sent us like you sent me topics that you wanted us to talk about, and I'm like, yo, when is episode 20 gonna air? Because that's like episode 25, episode 26.
We've got conversations until episode 20 something.
20 something, bruh. So that's how you know we're gonna be consistent. Uh-huh. So now you must be consistent. You must be here every Monday.
Monday at 3 p.m. Please.
Don't be late. We will always be there in the premiere.
In the comments. We're always there engaging.
We'll be there. We'll be engaging. We'll be doing everything,
laughing at ourselves. Like for the first episode, I was laughing at myself when I realized that actually, hey, but this situation
it was tricky. You know, like I was telling her, I was like, when I watched the episodes, I'm like, really, I said that,
right?
I did that. So
hey. I think it's a testament to what we said in the beginning, like we are growing on this platform.
That's
and
true.
We're watching ourselves grow. Like my opinions 3 weeks ago were crazy. And that's now I listen true. To myself like, hey, yo, who's this shorty? You know?
So that's
if
so
we
true.
Were to even revisit the breadcrumbing chat or even the body dysmorphia chat, I'd have a lot more and a lot better to say about
that
it.
Is so true. And I feel like that also goes into how we being honest as well on this podcast. Absolutely. Like I was telling an Uber driver, I was like, guys, people know how long my period is.
Right?
The internet knows.
They know whether
how...
I use tampons or...
Bruh, that's so much honesty. Which influencer do you know the length of their cycle?
Oh my
Tell
God.
Me now. Bruh.
I feel like we're over... Nah, it's not oversharing. That's the purpose of the platform.
True. It's to
you
be...
get to know us.
You get to know us. You get like... And it's honest conversations. And it's basically how we feel. And I like that a lot.
I love it. I love it because it facilitates like an environment of honesty amongst our audience. I was also looking at the comments for the first episode. And somebody came clean. They were like, actually, this conversation made me realize I'm breadcrumbing somebody. I promise I'm going to change. And there was like two or three people in the comments.
I
was like,
saw those.
I'm
comments.
Glad that we were able to make you realize something and that you're honest with yourself and that you're sharing that honesty with the rest of us. That's the whole purpose of the platform.
And
I was like, mission accomplished.
And I feel like the people who miss that purpose are the people who just watch the short form. Don't just watch the reels. Go and watch the entire episode. You're literally like, you know, reels really, it's a snippet.
Yeah, it's a compact version.
So then you're really not seeing, you're not seeing the context of what we are saying, what we are saying. Yeah. And whenever you come, you write a paragraph. I'm like, no, Mara, like, you know, like I was like reading those paragraphs. I'm like, you paragraph about something we discussed here, like
in
you know
detail.
Like in detail something.
And if you don't have time to watch the video, go listen to the audio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
please.
Speaking of which we charted. Thought I just charted. And not only did we chart, we came second in social and culture,
one in personal
alongside Trevor
but
Noah.
Literally our podcast, if our podcast can just beat Trevor Noah and give us number one,
dude, at this point actually I'm okay with that, with us being alongside Trevor.
Bro, but imagine being in front of Trevor Noah.
Crazy business. Crazy.
That's the goal. So please, guys, go and listen to our podcast on Spotify.
On Apple
Go
Podcast.
And listen. Yes, Apple Podcasts. Because sometimes I know, like, you're busy. You can't really watch us. Maybe you're taking a shower. Like, I literally listen to us while I'm showering. And I'm like, ooh, really? You know, on Spotify, you know, and things like that. So please go and be in there. Be in there. Listen.
Right.
Listen, man.
And then number one, where?
Personal journals.
Crazy.
And we beat, you know what's so crazy? We beat a podcast that I looked for inspo with regards to this podcast.
Crazy.
So there's a
business.
Podcast that Girls Bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was basically, but it's not South African.
Yeah.
So it's a UK, we beat a UK podcast,
bruh. That's crazy.
Bruh, we beat
you
them,
know, I thought I was going to thug the emotions out. And then I saw that number one, and then I saw the number two,
and I was like nah. I was like, bro, I lost it from the moment of charting, and now we steady chilling on the charts.
We're there.
Like on your TikTok podcast in South Africa, we are steady chilling there.
My guy, you don't have to go too far. Just once.
You just want to scroll and we're there. So thank you guys. I'd like to thank God, number one.
Absolutely.
Number two, you guys, because you are the reason why, like literally, like I'm so grateful. I was actually, follow us on Instagram.
If you want to see our gratitude.
Yeah, if you want to see our live reactions, because I was there.
Coming down our faces.
But we were crying on the internet. So yeah, just thanking you guys.
Big man like Kaya.
Imagine, and she's one person who's like, I'm a thug.
My guy. But then I saw number one and two, I was like, nah, let's throw the thug out the window.
Yeah, like, nah, because we're charting. But anyways, besides us charting this week, anything new in your life? Anything you want to tell
life us? Life update. Guys, allow me to rant here. You? Number one. I need to get out the damn hood, bro.
What is the hood?
I need to get out the hood, bro.
That is so true. Kaya,
we on day two without water.
Get an apartment, Kaya. We are tired.
So stay tuned on my social media. Clearly, we need to go apartment hunting now.
Like, that's a real thing. No, and I'm fighting. You know, she's always like, I want to stay home.
Yeah, because I love my dad.
Yes, because of my father. No.
I love my daddy.
No.
Okay. But nah, dad, you live in the hood. I gotta go.
You know,
I gotta go, bro. This is day two without water. If you ask me how I showered today, you don't want to know how I showered today.
And it's 10 a.m. in the morning.
You get another bucket of water. And you
do that. Old school, bruh.
You do it like we in the boondoos.
Bruh.
You get me?
The real way.
I need to get out of the hood. That's number one. That's my qualm, number one. My second qualm. I told you I'm ranting. Just hang in there.
Okay.
Hang in there. Number two, my birthday passed and I had a wisdom tooth flare up. Which meant that the left side of my face, the right side of my face, was swollen.
I saw that.
It's actually, the swelling is only going down now. It's only going down now. But the morning of my, but I woke up and half my face was not familiar.
And you were like, damn.
And all the plans that I had down the drain, content plans. Even now, I still have kind of a lisp because the swelling is going down. Mm. But this is day five. Day five. Wisdom tooth 5 points, Kaya 0 at this point. Oh. But then, on the bright side.
Okay.
After all that, wahalert. On the bright side, for my birthday, my partner made it really special. Shout out to you.
I want to know what he got you.
Shout out to you.
Like, this girl
my
left
very
us.
Titty.
Yeah, my baby.
My rich baby daddy, let me.
But put it out there.
Yeah, rich baby daddy gang.
Mm, I don't know what he got you because you left us on the cliffhanger. I'm there on the stories because it's her birthday and I'm like, okay, she's quiet the whole day. Fine. Hey, but she decides to post wisdom to flare out. I'm like, shame. And then next post, but she shows us a big gift bag, but we don't know what's inside. And then she's like, dot. She literally like thought she was like, come, let's unbox, and then
and then I cut it off. Cause my face is swollen. I'm not showing you a 4 minute unboxing with a swollen face. Two, a lot of those gifts were very personal.
Hey.
So I was like, do I want this on the internet?
Okay, no. Tell us the unpersonal ones.
Okay, I'll tell you the unpersonal ones.
Is unpersonal a word? Not personal. Not personal ones.
I think we can even, at this point, we can make a short of all the words we've Paul created. You've created, please. I'm not joining you in your shenanigans. The first thing that made my birthday special was that he even like took time out of his day to get me things, right? And he did it with his boys. He called in reinforcements. He called his boys. He called my girls because he was so confused as to what to get me because I'm not a materialistic person. Mm. I'm more of an experienced person. I'd rather spend time with you, whatever the case may be. So he was befuddled. He called whoever he could call. And for me, just the mere effort put into my birthday was oh my God. It was so heartwarming because and all tea, all shade. Look at me. All tea, all shade. Yeah?
Oh,
every other boyfriend before that, you were pathetic. On my birthday, pure loser energy. I can't even lie to you. The fact that my partner now putting effort into my birthday is what impresses me. It shows me that my ex-boyfriend's, you were nothing. Thank you.
It's cold out there.
All tea, all shade. I'm not going to lie to you, yeah?
No, they were.
So
I don't know them, but sure were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please. What? You took me out for dinner on my birthday and you called it a day.
Yo.
And you didn't even make reservation.
What am I saying? Let me not judge them.
I can't wait to hear you. You didn't even make a reservation, you bomber clock. You made us walk into the restaurant. Like, what if it was full? My birthday is on a public holiday. What if the restaurant was full? What would we have done then? You Ross clock. Anyway, not the point. the standard. The bar is quite high now. The non-personal gift that I love. He bought me SB Dunks, the Off-White collab. If you know anything about Nike and the Off-White collab, sneakerheads will understand this one. It's a big deal. It's a massive deal.
And she's a sneakerhead.
What? The SB Dunks? Off-White collab? Crazy business. And then, what else? What else was non-personal? Canvases and paint. Yeah, because I love it.
That's so sweet because you love paint. Like, exactly. Kaya loves painting, guys.
Everything I love doing was in that bag.
Oh.
He wrote me a letter.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The rest are super personal, but yeah.
Those oh, my God. Non- that is so... Non-personal. Yo, I can't say the same. I don't think I've gotten anything nice. I had an ex who, on his birthday...
showed up for our exes. If you're my ex, you can't lie and say I never pulled up for your birthday.
On his high school birthday. Boyfriends
don't count. I didn't have money. I'm talking about on after his
birthday. That nigga on his birthday, I did the most. On my birthday, he didn't even say he was not there. Like, I couldn't get a hold of him. I don't even think I got a happy birthday on my birthday. Came the next day.
Oh my God.
And then he just knocked on my door and delivered white. He just gave me flowers and left.
Woolies.
Yes.
Whoa.
He just gave me Woolies and left.
That nigga walked into Woolies. He's like, meh.
And then
the white flowers. Wait, sorry to cut you off. The white flowers are the first flowers you see when you enter Woolies. So there's no effort put into
there
that.
There isn't. He literally just got the white flowers and then he left. And then like, at this point, I'm like, I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to say.
Anger, pure anger.
But I was so angry. I was so heartbroken because if I tell you what I did on his birthday, like if I tell you the effort I put on his birthday, yo, he's that. You see, when we get to the topic of toxic relationships, it's him. And yo,
we are getting there. Can't wait to get there.
Let's hear
your life update.
Oh, life update. For me, I went on a cruise. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. I was giving island girls. As you can see, the locks.
Yeah, you were very prepared for that trip.
For an unprepared trip, I was prepared.
You were prepared. You had all your dresses?
Bruh.
Eight.
Bruh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Bruh. When I was walking on that cruise ship, I knew that no crumbs were left.
You're afraid of heights and all that shit.
If I show you the clips of me being afraid of heights and water, I was like...
So what were you doing so on like, the ship, ma'am?
Before the videos like you would see or the pictures you'd see, just know that I was like, okay. And then I go back to being scared after...
Sanda is zinto.
Bruh, like, I love things, eh? I love things. But it was fun, but I would never do that again.
Really?
Yeah, because as you said, if you know, I'm afraid of heights and water. Like, I was literally waking up to my fear every day. And then I had motion sickness. It was really fun. Yeah. It was amazing. We did a lot, guys. Oh, deck 16 goes up. If you've been on an MSC cruise, deck 16 goes up, you know? But I won't do that again. So, yeah, thank you so much for the experience, eh?
But no thanks.
No thank you. No thank you. I'm fine.
You said you had a shocking update.
Oh, yes. Besides,
what's that about? Huh?
Besides the... You guys, you're not on the cruise, child.
You met a nigga.
Niggas.
Ooh! Ooh! Quickly, last week we were, no, there's no prospect.
There's no nothing. This week we're like,
so I'm men of you niggas.
Niggas.
Yeah, it's the island girl energy.
It's the island girl. Yeah. I think it's the locks, guys. The locks are like, I'm kind of like honey and then like the bees type of thing. I locks think it's the locks. They do mm-hmm. things, eh? Because like, yeah, but I don't think I'm interested in them.
Okay.
Yeah, they just don't. I don't know. I don't get that.
Yeah.
You know, that round.
They don't tickle your face.
Yeah,
fancy.
I don't get that round. As Zile would say, round. I don't get the round. So, yeah. So, shame, man. So, yeah, there's that.
Okay.
Oh, but the one of the guys is from Mozambique.
Ah, so Mozambican.
Yes, he speaks Portuguese. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's cute. But I don't get the round. So, it's sad.
Damn.
And then, yeah.
What
so,
if the round develops? What if you don't get it initially? Like,
but then I met someone yesterday.
Oh,
and I got the run.
And I got the run. Did he hear? Even the worst went down. She's sinking it.
Oh, guys, like, I feel like you're about to lose a fight. I think I'm gonna be a man down in like 4 months. I'll be like a man down. Right now, I can feel it. I can see it. Because it's. You know?
Do I know him?
You might.
Ooh. 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 Ah.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh my god.
Let me guess, is he a creator?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Does he work with creatives?
Yeah.
Like behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is he built like a soccer player?
Maybe. No. I don't know. No, he's not. No.
If he's BTS,
he's very tall.
Who could he be if he's behind the scenes?
He's very tall.
Is he Congolese?
No. I'll tell you. Okay. When the cameras switch off, I'll tell you.
Eventually, you'll tell the cameras too. Like, yeah. This is Thought Digest. He's a punyuga.
It'll come out. Like, by mistake, I'll be like, yeah, and then, yeah. So, and it's because I met him yesterday. So it's like a thing of like,
You give me butterflies. Shout out Tyler.
Nigga, like, I was giggling, bro, like, inside. I was there, like, like, outside, I'm acting like a thug. I'm like, you know, the reason why I'm comfortable saying this is because you only see this, like,
yeah, later.
Yeah, it's Tandana, babe. But, like, outside, I'm like a thug. I'm there, like,
Why do we do that as females? That's so annoying.
Because we like, need
just show niggas how you feel. Like,
but then,
if he reciprocates, he reciprocates. If he doesn't, then at least you know where you stand.
But then, you know, some niggas reciprocate from a place of trying to keep breadcrumbing.
Valid.
So you'd be breadcrumbed. So I don't want to be breadcrumbed. So outside, I need to act like a thug. I need to act like, nah. But deep down.
Lapo, the person who doesn't know an inch of the thug in me, is my partner. Every time I say I'm a hard nigga, my partner's like, who, you?
You,
nigga?
Wait.
You see? So wait. I feel like we should just, from the onset, just be honest. Like, if you feeling a nigga, feel a nigga and let him know, man.
Let him know.
There's no time. There's no time for all of these shenanigans, these games. I'm a hard nigga. Then, hey, yeah.
Because I'm feeling that nigga.
Why are you making eye contact with the camera like that?
Yeah, because he's gonna see this. He is gonna see this.
Oh,
he's
my
gonna
goodness.
See this. You imagine I come back next week and I say movie. That has died. Oh, this podcast is gonna be so interesting. These live updates, guys. Next week I'm like, ew.
Chukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukuk
right. Right. Yeah, man, yeah. So I think we can go on tour.
We can.
Girl talk.
We can. Oh, girl my talk. That live update was so out.
Oh, bro, I think that's a part, that's an episode on its own. Actually. Life update. Actually. So now we're like on girl talk. So today's girl talk topic is...
birth control. Well, they're supposed to wait for the drum for the...
It's too late. It's too late. Sorry. Apologize. Yes, it's birth control.
Birth control. Have you ever been on birth control?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Bruh, like, are you even a girl at this point? Went to the gynae once.
No, but the reason why I've never...
Do you even know what your vagina looks like?
Through and through.
Oh, okay.
I have to. Okay. It's mine.
Inside? You know what it looks like inside.
Like what? I hear girl, like you take a mirror, you put it on the floor, and then you...
Have you done that?
I think I have.
I've never. Wait, I'm lying. I have.
Like, you need to see what it... You need to know your yoni. You need to know your love, your yoni.
I'm talking about inside, like... The vaginal canal.
I've never went to the gyna, so I don't know.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, are you even really...
We are going. But the reason... Okay, let me defend myself. The reason why I haven't been on any birth control...
Yeah.
It's because I haven't been in long, committed relationships.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm not sexually active.
Right.
And I'm only, like, in a long, committed relationship. Like, a long, committed relationship. And
this is on a long...
Yeah, it has to be a long period. And I feel like if I was in that type of relationship, I would think of going on birth control. You know, family planning, you know. But because I haven't... I have never seen the need because I'm not sexually active more than I am sexually active, like, in a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can, like, go 1 year, know nothing.
Okay. Damn.
If I'm single for 1 year, it's 1 year, know nothing.
Damn. We'll address that in a different...
It's deep, guys.
I am laughing at you this time. Nah, normally, deep. I don't laugh at you. I laugh at the situation, but this time, I'm laughing at you.
Yo, shh. It's deep.
It's very deep.
I just thought of, I was like, in my head, I was like, when was the last time? And now I'm like realizing, yo, it's deep.
Hey.
So have you been on birth control?
Yes, multiple times. The first time I was on birth control was because I was told it was going to help with my skin. I have acne prone skin. So at the time I was breaking out and they had suggested birth control. An acquaintance of mine had suggested birth control. I got on the birth control, not much of a difference. Then I got off the birth control, and then the second time, that was in first year if I'm not mistaken, because campus health... Hey, shout out to UJ Campus Health.
Shout out
to you guys for all the free meds. Yo, you guys gave me free medication, antibiotics.
No,
all the
that's a real thing. Psyched is it's Campus Health is Psyched,
ne? No. Psyched is different. Psyched is for
mental
health.
Okay,
and then Campus Health is
both facilities. Both facilities. If you are a UJ student, make use of them.
Please.
Like, for everything, bruh. When you're sick, book an appointment.
It's free, bro.
It's free.
I used and abused Campus Health. I never saw a doctor all 3 years of me going. Well, I did see a doctor in my second year. But for general sicknesses, like this wisdom tooth situation, I would have gone to Campus Health, even though they probably wouldn't have. They don't have orthodontist services. But anyway, another point. Second time I got on birth control was in my second year, and that was for weight gain. We're going to get into that. It was because of that toxic relationship that I was in. Mm. So I wanted to try all the ways possible to gain weight, to make that nigga happy. Oh my God. Shame. Anyway,
see the look of ish in my face.
Yeah, so I've been on birth control quite a few times.
Are you currently on birth control?
Yep.
Okay.
But it's the depot.
That's
the... It's the injection, the 3-month injection. And that's just for general safety. I think we live in a very unpredictable country. I also want to put my sister on birth control. And I think the kind of... There's a concern there with birth control to... Maybe it may seem enabling. Because you're enabling sexual activity if you're on birth control, which I completely disagree with.
I also disagree. Yeah, 100%.
We live in South Africa.
Yeah, 100% disagree on that.
We live in South Africa. And we're women. And so
we
have to protect ourselves in as many ways as possible.
That is so real. Oh, that's like...
And let me clarify, I'm also not sexually active at the moment.
That is a real thing.
Yeah.
Get it. For me, it came from a place of fear as well. The reason why I've like never even gone on it, even for like protection, besides being active or anything. Okay, I've never needed to because of any acne or any health related. Because some people do go on birth control because of health related things, you know. Yeah. And so I've never needed to. And then on top of that, it was like the fear that comes with it because of the side effects of birth control. Mm. So I've always been like scared because like you hear stories like, oh, there was someone who went on a period, like they had their period for like consistently for like 3 months, like you're bleeding for 3 months and because of birth control. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Bro, the 4 days I have mine, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
3 months consistently in the first half you get your birth control. So those things are, I was like,
Yeah, the side effects are crazy.
The weight gain as well. Yeah. I was like, yo, guys, I gain weight naturally. Mm. Now imagine like times two because of like, weight loss. Sometimes it causes weight loss as well. Yeah. And I was like, do I want to look? So there were so many things that came with it.
It does. The side effects are subjective. So I didn't gain weight even when I wanted to gain weight. My acne didn't go away. So it's subjective. It's person, depending on your body.
Yeah, person to person. So that's the thing. I don't know how my body would react to. Because my body, in its sense, but I already got... But I missed taking an allergy pill one day. Literally,
you already got so much going on with
your body. Like my feet were swollen yesterday because I was like out in the grass and I forgot to take my allergy pill, so my hands and feet were swollen.
Swear that movie, Everything Was About You, bro. Swear that movie was about you. You're
that's supposed so to be real in a bubble, bruh. Like in a bubble, literally. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know how my body. And I also have like a history. My mom told me that I once had eczema, and so it's like a thing. I'm like, yo, bruh.
Yeah,
I don't know.
My initial decision to take birth control was to regulate my hormones. I remember when we were talking about periods, and I told you I get my period twice a month, 5 days each. That for me was torturous. So I was like, the only way that I can regulate, well, the only way that I'm aware I can regulate my hormones is
going on birth control. Which birth control like would you recommend?
I would highly recommend the injection because it's not an everyday thing that you need to do, and it's something that if you stop now, you can fall pregnant in the next few months, as opposed to things like the IUD, the intrauterine device, that even after removal, it can take a while to conceive because there's copper still in your system, copper IUD. Also, the long-term injections I don't recommend, like the ones that you can keep for a year, 2 years, 4 years, even I don't recommend those because, again, you might change your mind, you know, and God's plans for you might change as to whether you start a family now or in the next year or so. So, yeah, also... I'm glad that I'm on the 3 month one because I'm researching on the origins of birth control, and they're not quite pleasant. Birth control was initiated as a way to sterilize black women.
Because of the America and their cotton fields and everything. I know
the
that
whole eugenics and pseudoscience conversation. So you know, I think we should have like maybe conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact,
actually. I think we should also like bring in a bit of like history, like, you know, the reality of being a black woman. Yes. Like there's so many things on that. That's a nice topic. Stay tuned.
So when it comes to birth control and women, feminine health for black women, it's a very tricky situation, in South Africa, in Africa. So do your research on the birth control that you want to use and steer away from long-term birth control because it wasn't meant for the black women. If you look at the side effects of birth control, the bad ones, like for instance depression and infertility, long-term infertility, these affect black women the most. And that is evidence of the initial intention to sterilize
black women.
So that birth control conversation went a little left. Where you can get my birth control from Dis-Chem. Dis-Chem has
so you go and you get the do you inject yourself?
No, they inject you in your bum.
At Dis-Chem? At the back?
Not there, by the pharmacy.
There's a clinic. That's what I'm saying.
There's a clinic there. Yeah, they inject your bum.
I'll think
and
about
they give you the different options. And then at a clinic it's free, of course.
Do you think society should invest in more birth control options for men? because like there's so many options for women. Like there's like there's the 3 months, there's the 1 year, kiri PLC, kiri patchy, kiri IUD, kiri.
I'm so glad you brought that up, bro.
There's so much.
I'm so glad you brought that. If anything, I feel like, look, okay, first of all, if there's going to
and
be
they're the ones who make babies, they can make 10 babies in a week.
That's what I was about to
but
say.
But we are the like, ones that need to go on birth control.
My guy, we carry one kid for 9 months. You know what I'm saying? We can only be pregnant once a year. But how many times a year can a man impregnate a woman?
365.
365, bro.
365.
If there's anybody that needs to be on birth control,
it's men.
It's men. And if we look at it, if we look at it with a closer lens, right? The more sexually uncontrollable gender is men, bro.
And they y'all take pride in that. So don't say it's an attack. It's the truth. It's y'all love saying that I'm a man. Yeah. That's why you guys advocate for cheating, multiple wives, It's because
you are sexual deviants. If anybody needs to be on birth control, it's you guys. But also, the person who invents male birth control needs to be a black man. Because it's for.
Because I think they don't have many options. Like for men, it's like it's the condom.
Correct us if we're wrong. I remember seeing something about a pill for men.
Yes, that's coming out now. Yeah, did it come out? I also remember.
Fast track that.
I also remember. Please. Yeah, please. I don't know. Yeah, but I did see something about that also coming out and stuff. Like there's a pill for men coming out. But it's like, yo, guys, after how many years has like birth control existed, and only in 2024
you wanna come up with
birth control for men, you know? Because definitely should. Like even like I'm guys. Just like, because like why do we have to subjugate our bodies to so much?
You get
in the name of like society. Because like I'm just thinking about like even the cop. You see the IUD, the guys, copper in your system. Is that for your benefit?
Exactly.
And I think apparently it hurts as hell to put it in, but the doctor will say, no, it's just a pinch.
It's just uncomfortable.
It's just uncomfortable. Keep pinch. Time you dying.
Yay. So it's scraping your uterus.
Bruh, so it's like a thing of like, yo.
I think we need to consider that also when it comes to sexual relations, women bear the brunt of most of
the responsibility.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a UTI, it's me who's getting the UTI. Yo, that's bruh. You know what I'm saying? If it's pregnancy, it's me. I'm the one who has to take the birth control. I'm the one who has to take the supplements. I'm the one who has to, when there's lube involved here, I'm the one who gets friction.
You're the one who gets, what is that thing that I said I never heard? What is it?
Well, yeast infections.
Yes, yeast infections, all those things.
So at least I think the medical field takes some weight off of us and put men on birth control, please.
Yeah, or other things like,
game. I want to see the game.
So today's game. Oh, that topic of birth control has been disoriented.
Are we done with birth control?
I think we're done. You went on birth control. I've never been on birth control.
The origins of birth control.
Yeah.
Yeah, and men taking birth control. I think we're good with that.
Yeah. So today's game is basically. Yo, I forgot the name. Let me check the name again. Wait, give me two minutes.
While we give you two
we
minutes.
We are not really strangers. So this game...
I'm just as confused as you guys
so
are.
So this game, basically, this anyone moment. Can play it. You guys can all play it with your friends, your loved one, whoever you want to get to know more. Okay. We are not really strangers, hence the name. So it's a game that you find on Instagram. Literally search We Are Not Really Strangers on Instagram. They have a profile. They are verified. You will know it's them, 5.4 million followers. So
to play this game, do I also need to ding in my Instagram?
Do you want to get to know me as well?
Yeah, we're getting to know each other.
Okay, then open your Instagram.
Okay.
Open your Instagram.
It's very romantic.
It is very romantic. So maybe we'll ask each other each 5 questions that we see from this game. So basically, as on there's different things that possess different questions. Like I'm seeing here there's a question, are you in love, you know? So okay. Yeah, so we can each ask each other 5 questions.
Okay,
so here is mine. Let me see.
Okay, you can start. This is very intimate.
Very intimate.
I feel exposed.
I feel like
I'm naked.
You can play with your partner. I'm seeing a question here. Reasons why I fell in love with you.
Lululu. Okay, ask the first question.
Okay, I'm seeing a question here. Is it okay to be friends with your ex?
Hell no. To the na na na. Hell to the na. No, bro. Like, what you doing friends with your ex?
Nah, that's a real thing. That's a real. I also agree. No, it's not okay.
Do we justify? I don't feel like I need to justify. I think once an ex is an ex is an ex is an ex is an ex.
Ex.
Do you know what I'm saying? The relationship like, ended for a reason. Whether your relationship ended on good terms or bad terms, there's no need to stay in communication with your ex. Especially if you're in a relationship. Let that go, bro.
That is so true. That is so
true. Stop making excuses for bad behavior. It's bad behavior.
Mm. She's there scolding y'all. You felt it, ne? I felt it too.
Why would you go back to the place where you found hurt and disappointment and pain? Why would you go back to failure? Because the relationship failed. That's the truth of the matter. Why would you go back to failure?
Mm.
And we want to revisit the dynamic. Maybe we were not good as partners. We could be better as friends. No, partners develop from a friendship.
Mm.
So if your partnership failed, every other relationship is going to fail. Take it from me. I've had a business partnership with an ex. It failed. I've had a friendship with an ex. It failed.
Mm.
So let's not go.
That was a hard no.
You're going to learn the hard way.
That was a hard no. That was like
from Sister Kaya.
Please, we want the no in capital. No.
No.
In
editor.
No.
No. Okay. What oddly specific thing do you find attractive?
Ooh, an oddly specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I don't think it's like oddly.
Yeah.
But like one thing I do find attractive is height.
Yeah,
like
automatic,
you know,
points.
Like every other thing we can see, we see, man. I see, man.
Yeah,
not every other thing I can overlook.
Yeah,
I can like I actually it doesn't even affect me. You know, I love a tall guy.
I hear that.
Like I'm very short, so majority of the male population should be taller than me.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I love me at all. Like especially if it's extra tall, I'm just saying like.
It's very attractive.
I was there like,
my goodness. Especially when he walks in and he just...
He takes the space in the room. You're like...
The odd thing that I find attractive is... This is very specific, actually, now that I think about it. Is how he behaves around kids.
It's not odd.
It's very specific, though. Like, if you're annoyed by kids, we cannot do anything together. Like, if you don't take a liking to... If you don't like kids, I don't want you, bro. Because I want a soccer team. So it gives me a glimpse of what you'll be like as a father.
Mm. And you're like... Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even want to explore anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Okay, here's one. What attracts you more than looks? Oh, you said him liking kids.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, let me change that one. What do all your exes have in common? Yo, this game is nice. Like, I'm seeing the questions as they come, and I'm like, there's so many questions to ask.
What do all my exes have in common? I think they're all narcissists.
Yeah. Deep.
Yeah. I think because every time that, like, I've had a conversation with them as to why do you love me, it had everything to do with them. I love you because of the way that you cater to me. I love you because, you know... I love you because you show up for me. I love you because me.
I hear it.
What you have to do with me and how you treat me or whatever the case. You respect me, you encourage me, whatever the case may be. I think that's an indication that you're dealing with a narcissist. If they can't love you for you, they love you for who you are to them, then the relationship is mostly about them.
I have to agree. Yeah. My ex is... But I don't have that many exes, yes. But
I don't have that many exes. In fact, if you go around there claiming me as your ex, I'll sue you for defamation of character.
Yeah. You are a liar.
We're in 2024 now. We never had anything. Don't defame me.
Mm.
Please, my standards are much higher now.
Yeah.
Go see who my boyfriend is.
Yo, guys, this man is
any little opportunity where I get to
be like my man. And then every other man, you're trash.
Okay, Okay, what's been your dumbest excuse for breaking up with someone?
Okay, it's not dumb. Yo, I literally, I was having this conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the guys asked me, one of the cheaters asked me like, oh, why did you break up with this ex?
Yeah.
And literally the first thing that came into my head was I was bored.
You broke up with them because you were bored?
Mm-hmm.
What house, way?
Okay, let me just put it out there. So I think the relationship started off on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same way, like it started, like, no, like the same way it started, the same way the internet, the same time the internet saw it, it's the same time we were living it,
mm-hmm.
type of thing, you know? Oh, so it's like when you meet the person and you link up with the person every time, you don't know whether you are meeting them because you guys want to chill or whether it was for content.
Mm.
And then, like, the days that we did not link up, we didn't really text
mm-hmm.
that much or call that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it was boring, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm bored.
I'm in an internet relationship.
Yeah, I was bored, and I don't think it's dumb, but yeah, I was bored. So I was like, let's break up. And then nigga was like, okay, cool.
Damn.
Because he was also bored.
Was that an actual relationship where you say let's break up and the guy says okay? Ah. So now we've just wasted each other's time.
But it was a man.
For you to say okay to me saying we should break up. You should be breaking windows. You should be rolling on the floor and crying the moment I say I'm going to leave you. Are you mad?
He cried on the internet, but he texted me okay.
Niggas, man. Niggas.
And I think you would know, you everybody would know which ex of mine.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's so obvious.
As soon as you said content.
Why?
We're like, we know.
Why? On the internet.
I'm not entertaining this. Not entertaining this conversation. Go back. The day he fires back. So nyanyi.
No, man, we are okay. He's one ex who I have a good friendship with.
Oh, okay.
Which
I then so cool that you get Tina. So cool that you get Tina.
Okay, is cheating a deal breaker for you?
Depends.
Yo. Like, you.
I'm so embarrassed, but I'm gonna be honest, man. This is not digest, bro. Like, I gotta be honest.
No, but I agree with you. It depends.
Because I'm a liar if I say that it is. I've been in a relationship with somebody who serial cheated on me.
And like,
serially. Serial. Anyway, he was a serial cheater.
I also
and I stayed, bro. Like, I sat there. I posted up there, right? And this was somebody who was so adamant that once you cheat on me, I'm gone.
Mm.
So I had to revisit cheating as a whole, right? And also, I was looking through Beyonce and Jay-Z's dynamic and how she stayed after he cheated. I don't think cheating is a deal breaker.
I won't say why
depends
it's a deal.
What kind of cheating.
Yes.
Like, if you went and you know what I'm saying?
You have a whole family on the outside.
Then I gotta go.
Yeah.
But if, hey.
But I also won't delve into what my deal breaker is. Like, why cheating isn't a deal breaker. Because I'm planning to get into relationships. And I don't want them to see this and know.
Yes, that's how why I was hesitant to say.
Yeah, like how to cheat on me. Like, now they'll know how to cheat on me.
Yeah, but cheating, let's not specify.
Cheating is a deal breaker. Cheating is a deal breaker.
In case you're listening. Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
What got you through your last heartbreak?
How he reacted. Mm-hmm. No, what he did after the breakup.
Okay, what did he do after the breakup?
He did things that made me... Like, it accelerated the healing process. Like, they hurt.
Uh-huh.
Like, he did things that hurt me and accelerated the healing process in a way that I actually, like, the things he did made me stop loving him. Because when we broke up, I hadn't stopped loving him.
Mm.
But what he did after the breakup is what made me stop loving him. And we will delve into it because he's the guy for the toxic relationship.
I see a corner, shouldn't corner. Yeah, like, again. Let's just go.
Let's just enter the conversation.
The reality of toxic relationships.
Dun, dun, dun! The topic that most of you guys would probably be here for.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reality of a toxic relationship.
When, before we get into how he reacted after the breakup and me taking birth control to gain weight and all of these particulars about toxic relationships, how do we identify a toxic relationship? Because I think there's a thin line between unhealthy and toxic. Because unhealthy, I think you can survive in unhealthy in an unhealthy environment, you can genuinely survive. But toxicity is in the insinuation that you will at some point die.
That's why it's toxic.
Exactly.
I think that's when you know you are in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
When if this person does anything, you could die. Like, for
and
instance,
not just like sorry to cut you off there, not just the physical death,
like death, like you die emotionally, you die mentally, like you die, like career wise you just die, you know, like death in its in its essence. If a relationship can bring death, or it can, like if anything happens or results in death, then it's very toxic.
I agree.
Because I don't think toxic relationships come from love.
Yeah.
They come from ego and obsession.
Okay. I agree. I think the perversion of love into obsession can turn something that was once very passionate into something very suffocating.
Yes.
We are cooking.
You know, when have we not cooked?
After I finished that sentence, I'm like, nah, this episode. This episode, we are Peggy's. Now, what are we to say? But let's get back to the seriousness. I think, like I said, you can survive in an unhealthy environment because all you need is remedy, right? And there are many remedies
you can
for
therapy. You can do many things.
Yes, there's therapy, there's communication, there's genuinely holding each other's hands through this unhealthy season or whatever the case may be. Toxicity, however, I cannot stress this enough, get out.
Because the foundation is rotten.
Yes.
A toxic relationship is built of a rotten foundation.
Absolutely.
So nothing you can do
absolutely
will ever make, if you feel your relationship is toxic, it's gonna end. Whether it ends with you already finished or it ends in the beginning when you say, you know what, I see this is toxic, you leave early, it will end. Because when the foundation is rotten, like
nothing you build is sustainable.
It's sustainable. Like everything, and you know what's crazy about things that are rotten? Like picture it like a tomato, right? When your tomatoes, you see the rottenness on the outside, you know, cutting that out is not necessarily taking away the fungi or whatever is growing, the bacteria that's growing.
Yeah.
It stems from the inside. Some things that are rotten, you feel like when you chip away at the edges, you will fix it. You know, it looks nice. It feels nice. Also, you have really high highs and really low lows. Because on the lows, you're chipping away at the edges and then you go back high. But the foundation, in a sense, the core of that is already rotten.
The core of the relationship. I think it's also possible for two unhealthy people to come together and breed toxicity, right? And that's just because you haven't dealt with your whatever's making you an unhealthy human being. And so you have unhealthy, you can't breed healthy habits from unhealth. So you have unhealthy habits, you have unhealthy speech, you have unhealthy relationships outside of your romantic relationship. And God forbid you meet somebody who's exactly like you. You're gonna breed toxicity.
And and you'll think that it's destiny, or you'll think that it's soulmates, because when you guys are together, like the highs are like, it's very like, it's catastrophic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's a cataclysm. Like when you're together, it's like explosive, you know, and you think that stems from the fact that, no, we are soulmates and stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes you bond because of that unhealthiness, you know, you come together and, you know, you both at the same place in life.
Yeah.
That you are not good for anyone.
Yeah.
So when you guys come together, it feels like you are good for each other. Yeah.
And you realize, I think how you can recognize that is an unhealthy bond that can soon become toxic is when you guys are apart, it feels like the end of your world.
Yes.
There's an issue there.
Yes.
That person should not be the air that you breathe and the water that you drink.
And that was it was the air that I breathe.
Can you see?
The water.
Unhealthy.
You know, literally how... I was, this chat, bruh.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, thinking about, because, like, I remember we literally, like, I would think about it or we'd have conversations.
Yeah.
And it was literally, like, in my head, in my mind, I was like, you know what? Like, if we're still in a relationship today, if for something, God forbid, like, he passed away, I think I would follow him. And that's how you know it's toxic.
Yeah.
It's not love. It's
love. Love breeds liberty. It breeds freedom. It should make you feel like you can fly. Do you know what I'm saying? Not that you want to stay in the house and you're a bird, you're in the wrong environment.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? I think, bruh, we have to be honest about even our own desires in a relationship. Mm. You have to, how far do you want to take protectiveness?
Mm.
How far should protectiveness be taken?
Because,
and also we must be objective about the thing. If you witnessed your kind of relationship with somebody else, would you consider that healthy? Would you consider it non-toxic? Because to you, it seems fine that he wants your location, but it's so hard, all the time.
It's so hard to look outside of what you are inside.
It's true.
Like, it's so true. Difficult. Like, yes, now that you're out of those relationships, you can see that they were toxic. But when you're inside, it's so hard to see what's happening on the inside. Yeah. And it's so sad that, like, even if the people around you, the people who actually love you, tell you how toxic that relationship is,
you won't
listen, because it's so hard to look outside of yourself.
There's this analogy that I heard that when you put a frog in boiling water, it immediately jumps out because of reflexes. It realizes, hey, now this is boiling water, I'm going to die. But if you put the frog in normal temperature water, it stays. And if you continuously increase the temperature little by little, the frog won't register that this water is going to boil and I'm going to die. And that's the analogy for toxic relationships, that it doesn't begin that way.
You
don't enter boiling water and you see what's heating so far. No, the heat is turned up little by little by little by little until you die. And so, when I heard that analogy, I was like, yes, crazy business.
Yeah,
and how we maneuver away from that water, that pot, that entire kitchen altogether, is conversations like these where we kind of point out the little red flags. It's funny, we make jokes about it and say, oh, if this is a red flag, then I'm a raging bull. Funny, very funny. Until it's not funny.
Mm.
Until this guy who wants your location every time that you're out kills you.
Mm.
Then what? And we said in the beginning, there's not only a physical death that you die in these relationships.
Your career. Like, I was literally like about to get into, like, there's a guy on TikTok. It's a TikTok that I saw literally 2 days before. You know, it's like God was leading up to this episode. Yeah. There was a TikTok I saw where this guy, imagine a man telling you that a relationship, now we're speaking from a perspective of women because we are women. Yes, there are men who have experienced toxic women.
Yeah.
But this man was basically saying, like, how a man can ruin your life.
Yeah, he was the same TikTok.
Either the TikTok where he made reference to two of his childhood friends, and they both died because of men.
Yeah.
And it's because of toxic relationships.
Yeah.
It's because of staying in those toxic situations.
Yeah.
And this thing is sad.
Toxic relationships don't change their formula. I think we also need to talk about that. They don't change their progression. It starts out with love bombing. That's how you feel. Because in the beginning,
you're
being love bombed. They're spending all the time that they have with
you.
They're buying you these
extravagant
gifts.
Doing the most.
You know,
like, you know, when someone goes above and beyond for you, and then you're just like, what?
Yes. And this love bombing kind of warps your perception of what real love is. Love is patient, love is kind. But that love bombing breeds an impatience in you.
Mm.
And it breeds an unkindness in you, such that these things that they did when they were love bombing you become evidence of love in the relationship. So when there's a squabble, all he has to do is buy you a gift.
Mm.
Or all he has to do is come see you. And then you're like, okay, he still loves
me.
And the definition of what real love is begins to fade away throughout the course of your relationship. And love is perverted, like we said, and it becomes obsession. So the same person who's love bombing you now wants to start controlling you.
And you also form an obsession. You know, toxic relationships, they are not one-sided.
Absolutely.
It's a two-sided thing.
Absolutely.
It's a toxic relationship, two people.
Absolutely.
So even, like, guys, you see, I always say that, no, when I was in a toxic relationship, I can't give all the, like, bad things to my ex and say, no,
absolutely,
worst person that ever walked the earth. Because there must have been something wrong with me for me to have stayed in that relationship.
Talk about it.
I'm just like, I'm so grateful for that relationship because it resulted in so much self-reflection. Because I was like, why did I see love in that?
Mm.
what is my perception of love?
What is your perception of love?
You know,
crazy. I completely agree.
So it built a lot of character. But he also, that relationship also taught me a lot of things, because in my obsession, I did gain like good traits, because I was very, I became more patient, more understanding, and like there's patience and then there's like being stamped on. Yeah. I became more patient, more understanding. You know, like I had to go out of myself in that relationship because of the obsession, right? Yeah. But also it was a thing of like when it ended, I also learned a lot from the self-reflection after it ended, you know, with the toxic relationship. But for me, my question is, what were the toxic things that you truly can pinpoint and say, okay, this is what I experienced and this was what was so toxic about a relationship you had?
Dude. I think, where do I even begin to describe where this relationship went left? I was thriving in oblivion in that relationship. So majority of the relationship, I was happy-go-lucky. This is my man, we're going to live together forever. And you know what I'm saying? Oblivion, there was a fold over my eyes.
Mm.
And thankfully I'm a spiritual person, and one night actually I had a dream that he was texting a whole lot of women.
I also had a dream.
That's where it begins. Martin Luther King.
I had a dream. You, one thing about God will show you. I had a dream.
Show me. In this dream, he had been texting multiple women explicit things, right? And it stirred my spirit so deeply. I was like, this is such an unsettling dream. But I didn't say anything to him about it.
Story of my life.
My guy.
Carry on.
Told you we're soulmates, you and I.
Yo, bro.
And he came over that day. I'm going to try to cut the long story short so that you also get to share yours. He came over that day. We hung out. He fell asleep. I went through his phone. And exactly what I had seen in the dream is exactly what I saw on the phone. Names and everything. Like copy and paste. I was like, Lord, what the heck is going on? And before, I was like, what the heck is going on? And so he wakes up and realizes that I had gone through his phone. And his initial reaction was anger.
At who? At you?
And when I tell you, it was a downward spiral from that very moment. A lot of things that I wasn't aware of. It was like a veil had been lifted from my eyes. The relationship became incredibly physically abusive. In, I think, episode 3, we spoke about, like, have you... No, it was episode 1, where the question was, have you ever been in a physical altercation with a man? He took up most of those physical altercations. It became incredibly violent, and it was anger towards himself for for messing up, I guess. Not messing up in what he was doing, but messing up in me finding out. Like, damn, she found out I'm mad at myself. And also anger at me for, you know, holding him accountable, because that's exactly what I did. I wanted answers. Why, who, what, when, you know, stop all of this, don't go there, So there was generally a lot of anger in the relationship. It became incredibly toxic. Physical abuse, mental abuse. And also from my side, I became incredibly toxic as well, because I wanted to stay with this person, yet I wanted to control them. Because clearly, it was my... Before that, he would go and do as he pleased. He would go to the club when he wanted, hang out with his friends when he wanted, and I was okay with it. And I thought to myself, maybe the lack of control on my part is what caused him to spiral like this, so I need to control him. And I wanted his live location all the time, and I wanted him to tell me who he's with, and I didn't want him to go to certain places or hang out with certain people. That's the person that I had become. I'd also become an incredibly resentful person, because I was like, I gave that man everything. He had my youth. I was in a relationship with him from the moment that I had turned 18 to the moment I was 21, if I'm not mistaken. 2021. So those are it's a significant milestone in your life. And he turned me into a monster. I was very resentful. I would curse at him out of nowhere. just to express the anger that I felt.
Yeah.
I could not sleep because I had anxiety just thinking about where he is, who he's with, or remembering all the things that I had seen on his phone and all these women and all the things that I had tried to make our relationship work, like gaining weight and stopped hanging out with these people because he was not happy with these people. Leaving this career path because he was not happy with this career path, which was YouTube. He was not happy with me collabing with other male YouTubers, so on and so forth. And all the opportunities that I had missed because I was in that relationship.
Yeah.
I also became very vengeful. So I would do things to deliberately upset him, to make him feel just a little bit of what I was feeling, you know? And I think the straw that broke the camel's back was an argument, one final argument. This is about 5 months after I found out that he had cheated and all of this abuse came into play. We got into an argument and I told him, it was such a simple thing. I told him to shut up, right? And after I told him to shut up, it kind of registered that, hold on, this is not who I am. This is not Kaya. I'm loving, I'm patient, I'm kind, I'm honest, I'm genuine, I'm considerate. In this argument and during the course of this relationship, I've lost myself. I've lost my mind. I've lost my emotions. I'm emotionally dead. I'm mentally loose. I can't sleep. I'm shaking in my sleep. Academically, I'm failing. Like, I can't keep up with school. I was like, this relationship. I ended that call then. And I said, shut up. He said, don't tell me to shut up. And then I ended the call. And that was the last time I ever spoke to him.
Yo. Yo. Yo, guys, man. Yo. Yo. I mean, you know, that how much, like, energy that took, like, just hearing it.
And that's just the surface, bro. Like, man caused me a lot of loss, bro.
It'd be those. For me, it was like, okay, when I had a dream. Okay, so. Martin Luther had a dream. So, listen, what happened was, like, in first year, so this toxic relationship was in a span of 3 years, but also it had a lot of breaks in between. So I was the problem. Now that I'm self-reflecting, the problem was me.
You always seem to blame yourself. No, let's hear it.
Because, like, shame, I was also a problem. Like, he wasn't, like, he was wrong in so many ways. He was not a good person in so many ways in how he treated me, but I was the problem for staying in that for so long and even giving him the chance the last time I gave him a chance. So in first year, I met him in first year and everything like that. And literally, how are your virus talk like
it was toxic from jump.
From jump. That's what I'm saying. I was a problem. There was no frog who was like temperature risen. It was boiling water. It was boiling from the beginning. Yeah. Because literally, like, this guy literally spent a week with him a week with him and everything like that, and he was like, you know, like, I think he would have made such a great friend for me because we so, like, we gel, you know, when you gel with someone so much, like, we literally gelled from jump. We gelled, right? And, like, it was like a week of, like, we gelling for that week, right? And then what happens is we go home for recess. I say bye to him and everything. Like, I would go home for recess. I'm chilling in my sitting room. I go to Instagram. I was like, huh, let me just sit and watch stories. I go to his stories. Instagram, public platform, Instagram. This nigga has a girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And it's a girl who I had seen in that week of, like, we were, like, talking in that week of talking. I'd seen his, I follow him now. So I'd seen her on his feed, but it was one picture and it was a hug, and I asked him, I was like, okay, what is the context of that? And he's like, no, she's his ex.
There's always an explanation.
And it was so valid. Like, it was a long explanation. I don't remember, but it was so valid. And I believed him. I was like, bait, cool. Now I'm seeing the same girl. She's on top of him. Like, literally, like, he's, like, it was explicit. It was an explicit set of stories. And I was like, crazy. So I literally saw that. I didn't even respond. I didn't comment. Nada. Because it's been a week of talking. I literally said, you know what? I'm not going to talk to this guy anymore. And I didn't for a while. I didn't talk to him for a while. And then we for some, because we stayed in the same building. After months of not talking, we talk again. In this, we talk again, stuff like that. He has done a lot since then. I've also like been in and out of relationships since then, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So now it's different. So we come back, we come back into like talking again and stuff like that. But in this time, like we come back as in like we boys. So in us being boys, we're spending a lot of time together, and then you have like crazy hands who are threatening to do da 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 da, and then he says, "No, this girl's crazy. Don't believe anything she says. She's insane." You know when a nigga tells you another woman is crazy? Go ask her why is she crazy.
What made her crazy?
Go ask her why is she crazy. Literally, don't. You know this thing of thinking you're better than somebody's daughter. He
never.
Was, you know, fast forward, I was the crazy one once upon a
time.
Yeah,
really, that's how it works.
He was telling another girl, she's crazy, I'm crazy. And I was like, shit, that was full circle moment. So literally, he's been toxic from jump. So, you know what I was telling you, like, for his birthday, right? So his birthday, I bought him a box. In the box, I bought him slides. Never buy men's shoes, he walk away. I bought him slides, I bought him socks. I bought him many things, like chocolates, and then he likes Jaeger. So I got him, like, you know, the last number of Jaeger and things like that. So all those things were in that box. There were many things in that box. And then I also wrote a card, and on the card I literally wrote, because I couldn't write how much I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
So instead I wrote songs. I wrote, like, you know, the title of the song,
mm-hmm.
and the artist of, like, a playlist of, like, my emotions. So I was like, listen to, like, first and go like that. Mm-hmm. That's how much thought.
That's very thoughtful.
I put into
yeah.
that box and everything like that. And he was so happy because he was so bad. Like, he was so, like, down on his birthday and stuff like that. And that made, like, that turned his day around completely. And it made him so happy because we were with his friends and things like that. It was such a beautiful thing. On my birthday, where was he?
Disappeared.
Came back
with Woolies roses.
With Woolies roses, and then a graphic tee. And even the graphic tee, he didn't even wrap it. He didn't even do anything. He just...
it was his graphic tee that he bought not so long ago.
I'm the problem. And there were so many, like, red flags. Like, so many red flags. But yeah. I still love this person regardless. Yeah. And then, you know what happens? For 4 days after that, the graphic tea situation, I end things with him.
Mm.
Because, like, he was literally being so distant. And I didn't understand. Because, like, we back at Rez now. You'd be supposed to be, like, good
yeah.
again. Because it was the holidays. We're literally separated.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? Like, you know, they'd be doing the most. This nigga literally stays in a different province.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga came to Joburg way earlier than schools needed to open and stayed with his sister so he could come see me. So he would drive from freaking Centurion or Midrand
mm-hmm.
all the way to, you know where I stay, yeah. Rembrandt Park.
Yeah.
Just to see me.
Well, effort, I guess.
Like, just to see me. He did all of that. And then come now, we are back. We back in each other's presence.
Something's hitting the water.
Dolo. So you know, the thing is, like, you stay in those relationships because of those things that they do. You know, when they extravagant
demonstrations of love, and you have to remember that one time
he did
that
this.
He drove 3 hours to pick you up from somewhere.
You literally, that's literally, like, what keeps you in those relationships. Because when they do good things, they go all out. And you hold on to those memories, you know. But I needed to, like, end things. Like, you know, when your spirit is telling you end something. And I ended it, right? And then literally, like, a week, 2 weeks after I ended that, he got into a relationship with a girl. A girl who he had told me never to worry about.
It's always the one you
A girl I literally about. Asked him straight up. I was like, hey, bo. No, she likes me. I don't like her. We just friends. You don't have to worry. Literally, the way he didn't speak well of this girl once literally commented on my YouTube videos telling me to leave this guy and this nigga alone. It was insane.
Like,
commenting
on your YouTube videos.
Bruh, insane. And I was like, what? What's going on? Please tell your people, your friends or whatever. Because, like, why would a best friend comment that?
truly they were veiling for a long time.
Veiling, there was something going on, you know? Mm. And then, okay, so he proceeded to be in that relationship. So we didn't talk for a very long time. And then last year, he came, literally, yo, hey, the devil will knock on your door. He literally, like, knocked on my door.
I see you doing better. I'm back.
But a year later, that a month later, we haven't spoken, we haven't seen each other, that knock on my door, I open the door, it's his friend, right? So, because we stay in the same, like, we stayed, he even moved out at this point. We don't stay in the same building anymore. He opened the door, the best friend opened the door and it was him. And then that's how we got back together. This nigga promised me marriage. He promised, like, literally, we were going to Home Affairs, we're gonna get married, and we're gonna tell our parents later on in life, because we didn't have the money for marriage.
Oh, really?
And that's how serious it was. Like, yo, guys, yo, cheers. I think is I can't, yo. Like, I wish I could send Davis the videos.
The videos of what?
In fact, this nigga, like, once I was not in my room, but he was in my room. Because remember, we don't stay in the same, I was working, so he just came and he was chilling in my room while I was working. He was waiting for me. And when I came back and I saw a video on my phone, later on at night, I'm looking through my phone and I see a video. He literally left me a love letter, like a video on my phone. He's like, you know, this is how much I love you, da 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 da. Like, there's even like a video where he literally is like, in 2027, I'm marrying you. Literally, nigga promised me marriage.
I hate niggas, guys.
Well, one of the love bombing.
Niggas, guys. Niggas.
When you say love bombing, niggas. I was love bombed.
Niggas.
I was love bombed. I literally.
27, even put a date on it.
But a date on it, guys. In 2027, I was supposed to be getting married. So, okay, cool. That happens. And then here comes the dream. I had a dream.
Uh-huh.
I literally have a dream. And in the dream, I see he's having an entire relationship with someone.
What?
I saw, like, I didn't know the name, I didn't know the face, but I knew it was someone I knew. And I knew that they were DMing on Instagram. Oh, it was on Instagram. I knew it was an Instagram relationship, it was someone I knew. I literally had that, like, I had that dream, and literally the next day we broke up. Like, that dream was so vivid, it was so real. I even cried in the dream.
Yeah.
And then I woke up in the morning, and you know, like, dreams, sometimes you have a dream, whatever, it leaves you, you forget. There was this thing inside, man, ish.
No, man.
It was irking me, and I literally told my friend this dream. I was like, buy it. She was like, no, you're probably in your head, da 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 da. And then that day, that same day I have that dream, he was supposed to pick me up. He doesn't pick me up. And then he disappears. I can't reach him. I can't get a hold of him and everything like that. And then at this point, I'm worried. I literally didn't sleep the whole night. I'm texting. I'm worried. I'm thinking, what's wrong? Where's this guy? Da, da, da. And then literally in the morning, I literally text him. I'm like, bro, if you don't answer my calls or say anything, I'm worried. I'm going to call the police. And I was being so for real. I was going to call the police. And that's when he starts typing. Yeah. So meaning he saw my calls, he saw everything, and then he's like, no, he can't
say, bro.
He can't say whatever he wants to say over the phone. He needs to type. He literally broke up with me over text, and his reason for us breaking up was because he lost his mom years back, and he needs that same type of love, and that, and he knows that it's somewhere out there. Rah, rah, rah. 2 weeks later, he's in a relationship with an Instagram influencer, someone I knew.
Yo, Lord.
Someone you know. Probably.
You see now, you just had to throw a spanner in the damn works.
Someone you probably know. Someone you'll probably know. So, like, literally, that's, like, literally what happened. And everything unraveled because it was, like, the fastness in which he got into the relationship means that she existed in the relationship.
The moment your partner disappears for a day, please, there's no other explanation.
So that dream was literally, like, a revelation from God. And literally when we broke up, I felt like I literally had an entire panic attack. Like, I couldn't breathe. My mom had to leave work.
Imagine after I gave
bruh, my mom had to leave work. My mom was at work, she left work. Like, it was like in the AMs. My mom literally was at work for 2 hours, she left work.
Yeah.
Because I was like, bruh, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I can't even breathe.
After I gave you a chance.
Bruh. And you know what he proceeds to do? 3 days after the breakup, he decides to post a YouTube video. On the YouTube video, so he's a writer. It's basically like something he has written, you know, like in words, da da da. And it's basically kind of like a love letter to his ex. Basically saying that how much he... Yo, bruh. Like, 3 days, bruh.
Saying what? How much he what?
I don't know. Like, you know, it was a lot. Talking about, like, mistakes. The mistakes he made in that relationship. You know, so it was kind of like a miss you type of thing. Ugh. And it was, like, 3 days after you literally just shattered my entire, like, world.
Bro.
You couldn't even wait. And it was, like, he broke up with me, like, 2 weeks before my final exams.
Oh, my God. Even worse.
So,
as a student.
A lot of toxic relationships.
Sure.
We know them.
Dude. And my toxic relationship ended in my final year.
Same.
At the point where it matters most.
Finally, same.
And I stopped attending lectures. Boy.
Same.
Welcome. I was in the dust.
Welcome. Final year ending of toxic relationships. That started when? In my first year.
In my first year.
Oh, it reached my sister! Welcome, welcome.
What fell?
I don't know, but yeah. Oh, bruh. Maybe it's a part of growth, man.
Hey, I promise you, every girl has a story about the nigga she met in her teens who nearly dusted her.
Yeah.
Not even nearly. He dusted me, that boy. Yo, you know you're dusted when heartbreak makes you write a supplementary.
Hey.
That's how, bruh, me, no, the I whole guy, am writing a sub.
Bruh, I was also gone. You know, like, my academic transcript is a sign of that relationship.
My God, you can clearly see where the spiral was.
Like, you can see what happened, bruh. Like, exactly. Literally, if we could post, I can even send it to Davis and hide, like, my percentages and show you. Literally, first year, pass with distinction, pass with distinction, pass with distinction, pass with distinction. 3rd year, zero distinctions. Me, a whole me. BEC, guys, me, BEC. Accounting science.
You know when you pass so well that they give you a certificate?
I lost.
Varsity, they don't give certificates.
I lost my cum laude in that relationship.
That's why it's funny now.
That's why we're saying toxic relationships can make you lose your entire, like, it's death.
It is death. It is death. Because coming out of that thing, I had to. I ran to God. I said, resuscitate me.
Yeah, same.
I said, you created me. Recreate me, bruh.
And you know what? So, you know one thing about God? You know one thing about God? He's so good. Because in that season,
yeah,
I had a dream. God digest.
You're lying. You're lying through your teeth. Don't make me get on
here. Didn't I text you in the middle of the night?
And run around this entire studio.
Did I not text you in the middle of the night, Kaya?
Don't do this.
I texted you in the middle of the night. And now imagine.
And you did. It was such a random voice note.
It was random voice in the middle of the night. And I'm like, bruh, let's do a podcast.
That's when you got it?
Bruh, in that season of, I mean, when there's darkness.
The vengeance of the Lord comes in mysterious ways.
Yo, guys.
God doesn't avenge his beloved by doing petty things. He puts them on a pedestal.
Yo.
And trust and believe that everything you thought I'd never be, I'm going to be.
Period.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's why I'm saying it's defamation of character. You're embarrassing yourself to go out there and say you're my ex.
That is so
You're
real.
You're embarrassing yourself.
That is so real. Hey, man. Shame, man.
Man, guys, shame. Let us know what your experiences with toxic relationships were. How did you get out of there? Because they're incredibly difficult to get out of.
Talk to us
about your experiences. Have you had an experience similar to mine that you featured a whole lot of abuse? Have you had an experience similar to Mommy Dearest that also had a lot of back and forth? And mental abuse, because that's exactly what it is. And let's also facilitate an environment of honesty. Take accountability where you were the toxic one in the situation and how you've become a better person from that point in your life.
Yeah. Thank you so much for getting this far.
Yep.
Lynn, can we do shout outs?
Yes, you're the shout out person.
Do you have anyone to shout out?
No, you be shouting out.
Okay, let me work fast. Let me work quick in a hurry. Well, no, entertain them while I quickly get someone.
I'm just deeping how, this conversation was absolutely necessary. And guys, we live in South Africa. We've witnessed one too many stories where it was too late. And God forbid you're a woman watching this podcast and at some point it is too late for you.
In the name of a toxic relationship.
Please listen to your loved ones. They love you. They have unconditional love and support for you, and they can see when something's going
on. Yo, guys, there's so many of y'all to shout out because so many people sent pink hearts.
Yeah.
But okay, let me give like 4 shout outs.
Yeah.
At my space, she's like, thoroughly enjoyed this episode. Y'all got me thinking about my past and recent relationships, yeah, and I don't like it.
As we should.
Last comment, I love how Kaya was honest with herself at the end.
Yeah, I had to be. She forced me.
We all need to be honest.
Yeah.
And then who else? As Anati. Nteto said, can't wait for the next episode. So guys, stay tuned in. And then the last shout out was that's so sweet. Mommy has grown to be a matured person. Yeah. I love it for her. She seems to be more happy and great. Thank you so much, guys.
So much heavier.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for engaging. Yo, the pink cards were a lot.
There were a lot of pink cards.
So many.
So okay, this time what are we shouting out? Toxic fume. Is there not like anything toxic related? Like,
yeah, there's a toxic sign, like that danger khafar sign.
Yeah.
If I'm not
if you got to the end of the episode,
yeah, toxic, anything dangerous.
Even say
dangerous as possible.
You can even
comments.
Say danger khafar.
Be as dangerous. Show us danger in the comment section.
Yeah,
the most dangerous comment.
Don't forget to do what?
Like, comment, share, subscribe, turn your post notifications on. Actually, I'm supposed to be looking there. Like, comment, share, subscribe, turn your post notifications on. We'll see you next Monday at 3 p.m. You know how we do.
Thank you.
Bye. Mwah.